Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bri or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m. for Essen Fresen, where it's all about the food.
Welcome to the Essen Fresen Show. You've got me, Sharon Dury, as well as
me, Adrian Bugatti.
And we're here to talk about that dreaded back to school fever.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to be talking about meals and different things that we used to prepare for our kids. And now the different things that I see my grandchildren
yes.
having for school.
Oh, I mean, totally it's a different.
Totally different ball game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but what makes a good kids' school lunch?
So it's got to cover everything, and it's got to be energy efficient. It's got to be, to me, low glycemic, especially if they're at a school where there's sports,
yeah.
because they've got to keep that energy level. And you want to try and avoid things like your glucose spikes, which makes the kids irritable and moody, and it drops their concentration. And also, one of the things I learned from my kids is that giving them high sugar snacks, we think we're doing, like the fruit rolls and stuff, we think we're doing a good job. It's a fruit roll. I mean, really? But if you look at the energy bars and the protein bars and the health snacks, how much sugar is actually in them? They're not that healthy.
Yeah. It's
quite surprising. And what those highs do is make the kids sleepy in class. So you'll find, and I'm sure the teachers will see it as well, is that the kids go out to break. They need that break. They need to go run around and do that. But they've had these high energy snacks, or they've had especially these energy drinks, which, you know, in England, it's banned under the age of 16 for energy drinks. But the kids are getting Powerades and stuff like that. And they're coming back into class having not used up all of that energy, and then the sugar sits there and they get sleepy, and the teachers start to have behavioral problems with the kids after school breaks because they can't focus, they can't concentrate. And so you kind of need to learn how to balance a nice treat and a nice lunch with one that's going to sustain them for, especially if they... schools like my kids were at school till at least 3 p.m. every day. And my son would have to go back at night after supper. And you've got to balance that. But for kids who are doing sport or going straight from school to an away match or whatever, you need something that they can eat on the bus that's going to give them that energy to get through their match or whatever it is.
Right. What energy bars would you suggest?
So homemade ones for me are the better ones because you can monitor and maintain how much sugar you're putting in.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying don't put sugar in because their food tastes terrible without sugar. And I don't like sweeteners just because I don't like them, not because they're unhealthy or anything like that. The amount you would need to eat to make it dangerous or poisonous or whatever it is, most of us will never eat that in a lifetime. Okay, so it's not putting a bit into your baking and that is irrelevant. You might as well use sugar. And that I was taught by a dietitian. If I'm going to have two sweeteners, she said, you might as well have two sugars. She said that amount is not going to make a difference. If you're using like 4 or 5 because you want that sweetness, then use the sweetener rather than the sugar. But also trying to use, depending on the age of the kids, things like honey to sweeten stuff.
Right.
Not syrup. Syrup is purely processed. But if you can get pure honey, then that would be a better one to use as a sweetener. It's a easier one for your body to break down, let's put it this way, and turn into energy than actual sugar is.
Okay. Now, after the break, we're going to come back with some ideas of how to... fillings and all that sort of thing.
Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bri or fine dine? This is Essen Fresen. It's all about the food.
Okay, we're back with the Essen Fresen Show, and I'm Sharon Lurie, and we've got Adrian Bugatti with us today. And Adrian, are you hot?
Or it's a little warm in the studio.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, it's warm in the studio.
Okay. I thought you were trying to say, hold on. Okay, so we're talking back to school, lunches. Mm. I must tell you, what reminded me about back to school is I phoned my granddaughter and daughters, and I said to them, okay, come girls, let's go for a nice brunch somewhere. Boy, are we wrapping school books?
Oh, I hated that. I hated that.
Isn't that the worst? Oh, my word. Oh. And I remember my mother would make us put the brown paper on, and we had to like cut it exactly.
Yep.
And the sticky tape was on a roll, and you had to, oh, my God.
And the label had to be just right.
Yes, and it had to be on the dining room table.
Yes.
And then we had to put a plastic cover, and then
that's
she'd
it.
Check it, and then, you know.
And I remember all three of them, because they all had the same teacher, was each subject had to have a different color. So we had to get the colored wrapping paper, because each subject had to be a different one. And then towards the end, like especially in high school, I have two ADHD kids. One is severely hyperkinetic. So attention span is 3 seconds. And we just couldn't wrap the... She wouldn't wrap her books, and I was not going to do it for her. I mean, you're 13, 14 years old. It's time to learn.
Yes.
So we'd maybe get one book wrapped, and then the rest were like plain covers, no wrapping at all. I used to buy those sleeves that fit on that pre-cut, and that was how we did her books, because that was it. But I still remember cutting out the paper and my mother standing and also supervising and what have you. So, yeah.
My kids, we got the pre-cut things.
Yes.
It was a pleasure.
But remember your school lunches? I don't know about your school lunches, but mine were things like peanut butter sandwiches and even chocolate sprinkles on my sandwiches, or fairy bread, as they call it, the hundreds and thousands.
Yeah.
Those were like special treat sandwiches, or cold meat on your sandwich, or... Like, we had such different lunches.
Do you know what my mother used to do to us? We used to have, can you imagine, like so many years ago, having to step with you to school, which they do now.
Everybody does.
Everybody. With a little ice pack.
Cooler boxes,
and
yes.
a cooler bag, a plastic cooler bag.
Mm.
Anyway, it got so popular at our school that they actually had special ones made with the
That's so cool.
name on it.
That is so cool. I wonder if the bigger schools do that now.
I don't know.
Like somewhere like King David, maybe they do it. Because that was one of the things about your school lunches, is when you're putting thought into your school lunch, are you sending just like a lunchbox like I had, or are you sending a cooler bag, which means it's a lot safer to send things like eggs, egg mayonnaise sandwiches, or tuna mayonnaise sandwiches, or yogurt, or, you know, fish cakes, or, you know, things that need to stay at least cool, if
well,
not
we,
cold.
We never got sick, and that was the aim.
No, we didn't get sick either. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of my
bags.
Stuff was unhealthy.
But I think one of the most important things is to really fill that sandwich or that wrap or that bagel or whatever you're going to have. Fill it to its max.
Yeah. So you know me, I love my wraps.
Yes, me too. And you know what I find? The boys
devour
today
them.
Prefer a wrap. Why?
Yeah.
Because they wrap it up, tin foil, you cut it in half, have one a small break, one a big break, and they can play soccer with their wrap in the one hand.
Yeah, that's much more freedom. And the girls kind of like it because it's salads and stuff, so it feels healthier as opposed to having a sandwich for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, if you give them a piece, two pieces of bread with the exact same things, kind of doesn't feel the same. And I remember we didn't have money for a while, and my kids love wraps. So what I would do is take the bread and cut the crusts off, put the crusts aside to make into breadcrumbs, and then I would take a rolling pin and roll out my bread, thin, as thin as I could get it, and turn that into the wrap.
Clip.
And it was a budget way to do it. And I love using wraps for leftovers. So you've had chicken the night before.
Yes.
You know, depending on the school. Our school kind of was a little wary of having meat at school, and they didn't want cheese either, unless it was Chalav Yisrael. So we had a bit of a problem with that. But yes, for most schools, they don't really mind if you're sending a meat or a milk lunch. You know, they're not, most schools, I don't think, seem to mind too much. In the older groups, in the younger groups, they do because the kids are sharing and it is an issue. Right. But having your leftover chicken in your wrap, it's a repurposing, it's less waste, it's less food waste. Your lettuce, your cucumber, your tomato, all goes in one. And it's just much more convenient. And it's a great thing to eat in the car as well on your way to the matches. I don't know if they still make the black and the red. Pick and Pay used to get, you used to get the beetroot and you used to get the charcoal wraps.
You get the beetroot wraps, you can get them at Checkers and the Hyperama. Okay. I, in fact, got some and I used them during the week. And I put in, it actually looked very pretty. I thought, why not use it for a shoot? It was the beetroot wrap, and then I put in some, what did I put in? Red cabbage in it and red peppers.
Okay, so you made a red wrap.
We made lovely. Yeah, but did I put meat in it? Yeah, I did.
Sure, and it's you. Of course you put meat in it.
Put meat in it, yeah. But you know, the thing with these, with filling them, okay, is that you actually want to try and not have hangry children when they come home. Do you know my kids used to sell my sandwiches at school and get go to the tuck shop and get sloppy joes?
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I used to deal with. And then there always was that obligatory peanut butter sandwich, just in case.
Yes.
Came home every single day, but just in case they got
because
hungry.
If you didn't.
Yeah, they'd notice. Where's my peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah. we had a few things that used to come home regularly, and at one stage I just stopped putting it on. And then all of a sudden was like, Ma, there was no apple in my bag. I'm going, because you never eat it. Yeah, but I wanted it today.
Yeah, that's
yeah. And I had one, no bananas, Ma. I don't, no bananas.
Because they're squashing bag.
I don't know. It was in
such fancy, beautiful.
Yeah. Our lunch boxes, her lunch box, they had separations. And
yes.
I'm like, why? No, I don't eat banana. I'm like, you've just had three. What do you mean you don't eat bananas? No, I don't eat bananas at school.
Oh, yes. There was lots that my daughter wouldn't take to school. Tuna mayonnaise, egg.
Yes, because of
the
smell.
If you get them to eat an egg, I mean, that's fantastic. A boiled egg, a little salt on it. Brilliant. I mean, that's your protein.
So I think a lot of kids are getting better at that, especially with looking at the way a lot of them are being more health conscious, especially the high school kids. The small primary school kids are a little bit more complicated because, first of all, most of them are fussy eaters at that age.
Right.
And kids are nasty. So if you have something that's slightly strong smelling or something like that,
it will stay with you for the rest of your life.
And the kids, the kids are going to comment on it and that. But your choices of what to put in your sandwiches and in your wraps and in your lunch boxes just need to be informed choices. Looking at the ingredients, I remember looking at tomato sauce, for example. And the cheapest tomato sauce has twice the amount of sugar as the All Gold, which was the most expensive. Okay, the Carb Smart one is more expensive, but it's like a quarter, last my house, maybe a week if in my house, if we're lucky. But, you know, kids are, especially as they're getting older, from like about, even from about 10, 11, they're starting to be more aware of what they're eating and being more conscious of it. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's not a great thing. It depends on why are they more conscious of it. A lot has to do with us as parents and what we say about food and how we, our relationship with foods.
Yeah.
And our relationship with our school lunches as well. I mean, if we didn't like our school lunches, we're not going to give it to the kids. We're going to give the kids often things we think are better for them, knowing
well,
they won't
the thing,
eat it.
It's like, you know, one person thinks that the X is healthy and another one thinks,
and the
know,
truth is
the vegetables are the
protein.
Only.
Protein is such an important part of that lunchbox.
Correct.
To give them that energy. But you can use pea protein. You don't have to use soya or anything like that. Pea protein is great.
And peanut protein, peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Mm. Some schools don't allow peanut butter because of allergies.
Did you know that in America, there's a particular
and Canada.
School, is it, that will not allow anything.
Any peanut products.
Yeah.
Mm, because allergies are currently, you know, so high. But
yes,
looking at what kind of proteins you can put in is definitely cold meats, but I would suggest not polonies and things like that. I would suggest getting your butcher to cut up rare roast beef or pastrami or brisket rather than something like the salami or mortadella or whatever, because those are all processed foods, whereas your roast beef, your brisket, your chicken loaf, your pressed tongue. Yes. Now, I know a lot of kids don't, you say the word tongue and they'll freak out, yeah. But if you stuck it on a sandwich, they wouldn't know the difference because it's delicious. But those are proteins that are quite important to put in lunches.
Okay, so when we come back after the break, we are going to talk about what we're going to put in those little boxes.
Khalashing for khalas? Want to braai or fine dine? This is Essen Fressen. It's all about the food.
Okay, so now we are going on to what we're going to pack into those little boxes. Okay, so as you were saying, like for me, what I see when I think of healthy, I think of nice steak. I think of vegetables, fruit, whatever. That to me is healthy. And do you want to know something? My kids used to love a chicken salad or a steak salad.
Yes.
A steak salad doesn't have to be warm.
Mm.
You know, you can have lovely wild rice and a steak salad and lovely salad dressing over it. And today you get little packets of salad dressing.
Yes.
Excuse me. So you don't have to take a chance with everything leaking out onto your books.
Yes, so that's definitely.
You know, one thing, and we were talking earlier about kids coming home and being hungry and hangry, as they call it nowadays.
Yeah.
Do you know that no matter what I packed for my children, whether I made it exciting or whatever, they had to come home and they had to have hot chips.
Oh.
My boys, like, that was the deal. It was hot chips and a chop, or hot chips and fish fingers, or hot chips and even if they had spaghetti bolognese, they had to have hot chips with it.
No, my kids came home to pasta, and it didn't matter that they were coming home at 4:30.
Yeah, but I know. They're still at supper.
It was like, you can't wait. Have a fruit. Just wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Even macaroni cheese, if I made them that. Chips on the side. I had to.
So I've got a nice recipe for a very healthy, protein-packed vegetarian patty. Or it is vegetarian because it's yogurt. But a vegetarian patty. And it's 3/4 cup of canned chickpeas, drained. 1 tablespoon of low-fat natural yogurt. I must admit, I did use full-fat yogurt, and I don't like the low-fat flavors.
It's got more sugar in it anyway.
Yeah. A teaspoon of chopped parsley, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, a spring onion chopped, 2 tablespoons of cornflake crumbs, 2 teaspoons of oil, and some mixed green salad to serve, and then either a whole wheat pita or kind of pocket bread, which is a different way of serving. You know, send your kid to school with a pita bread. It's an interesting lunch, and it sort of makes it more favorable, let's put it this way.
Right.
So you're going to put the chickpeas and yogurt in a fruit processor until almost smooth, and then put it in a bowl. You're going to add the parsley, the garlic powder, and the spring onion. You mix that up. You divide them into patties. Really a small lunch, so you would double up if you're going to make it for more than one child, because it only makes 2 patties. You divide it into 2 patties, roll them in the cornflakes, heat the oil in a frying pan, and then shallow fry the patties for about 2 to 3 minutes on each side or until golden brown. You drain it on paper and let it cool down. You put it in your pita bread with some lettuce and some tomato and maybe some mayonnaise to just give it a bit of liquid so it's not so dry to eat. And it is a high protein carbohydrate, especially if you use a whole wheat pita, carbohydrate meal that would sustain them through an afternoon without making them too tired. And it's just, it was really a delicious, I don't know why I haven't made it since the kids left school, but it was a delicious treat, like lunch.
Yeah. And not so heavy.
No, and easy to make.
Yeah, you know, I found that girls want the girls' food, what they want in their tuck box, their box, is totally different to
boys. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, girls will have a nice salad, they'll have yogurt, they'll have fruit, you know, that kind of thing, fresh fruit, whatever. But boys, they need that hunk of meat, they need substance.
Yeah. So we had the rule at this primary school was that they had to have bread, so the kids had to have a motzi at least one break.
Right.
Usually second break, which is the longer break, I think. I can't remember anymore. It's so long ago.
Yes, longer break.
Yeah, and they had to have bread so they would make a motzi. So we would have to look at what sandwiches. You'd have to think carefully about what are you putting in the sandwich. You know, we were lucky because the school said that they didn't allow cheese because some kids were Chalav Israel and some weren't and what have you. There were a lot of meat sandwiches, especially for the boys, but there were also a lot of tuna sandwiches. So tuna wasn't such a taboo thing amongst the kids because everybody had tuna breath after break. But it does. It makes a difference who you're feeding.
So one of the things that my kids really loved was chicken schnitzels. Chicken strips. And I've actually got a nice little recipe, easy recipe for that. And this is seasoning for it. It's half a teaspoon of salt, a little bit more it depends on how many pieces you're doing. A little bit of black pepper. 1 cup of breadcrumbs, 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds, paprika, half a teaspoon of paprika, half a teaspoon of garlic powder, and you can put a little bit of chili or cayenne if you want. And then it's about 500 grams of skinless, boneless chicken, half a cup of flour. You can, if you want to keep it gluten-free, use gluten-free flour. And gluten-free crumbs. And then you'd need 2 eggs, a half a cup of oil for frying, and a little bit of parsley just for decoration on top if you want. Another thing that you can, and then what you do, sorry, let me just quickly tell you what to do. You combine the salt, the pepper, the breadcrumbs, the sesame seeds, the paprika, garlic powder, chili powder, and whatever. Put in a Ziploc. Shake it up in the Ziploc. And then transfer to a shallow plate, and then you trim up your chicken and you season it on both sides, and you and then what you do is dip it into the flour, into the egg, and then into the seasoned crumbs. But what you can do instead of egg is you can use mayonnaise, and you can use mustard, the hot dog mustard.
I love that hot dog mustard.
So you can use a quarter of the mustard and half a cup of the mayonnaise, dip it in, and then dip it into your crumbs and whatever. Fry it, shallow fry it, and then serve it. It sounds for lunch. It's simple.
The other simple easy things are things like, so if you don't mind the soy, is the fries, the little vegan chicken style nuggets. Right. Are great in lunch boxes as a finger snack. And so are the hot dog sausages. The hot dog sausages, like even my meat eaters actually eat them and are quite happy to eat them.
Yeah.
And they're cheaper than proper sausages. So if you're looking at budgeting, it's a nice thing as an occasional treat. You don't want to give soy every day. It's not as, I mean, everybody says like tofu and everything's so healthy, but it's all soy products, and soy products are not as healthy as people seem to think. So there are alternatives, and that's why we say the pea proteins, so legumes, so doing like a pea and corn salad,
right,
which is great, or a pasta salid with chopped up vegetables inside.
Oh, it's
absolutely divine. You know, we used to do the pasta was cut up peppers, like red peppers, yellow peppers. Sometimes I would do pickles in it. once again, depending on if you want to keep it just straight like that, or you can put chunks of feta cheese or ordinary cheese in to give it like a cheesy bite, which is a good protein again. Or you could put chicken or meat into it as you want. And then like a light mayonnaise dressing. And the other thing that we used to send, and it was always a fascination with school teachers, is that one of my children loved the cut-up vegetables that you could dip.
Yes.
Would send that to school with a dip.
Hummus.
With pink sauce. No, wonderful. Pink sauce.
Okay.
Or now it's called just the spur salad salad dressing with the pink, their pink chip, whatever it is.
You can get those wonderful little containers at the shop in Norwood. I've forgotten what it's called, Fancy Plastics or something. Crazy Plastics. And you get these little cups and you can put the sauce in them. You can put salad dressing in
them.
That's it. They're tart
and they're perfect. And, you know, especially for ones who are obviously the girls who are looking to eat healthier, but even some of the guys.
Of course.
We used to do carrots, cucumber.
Celery.
No, celery was only for one of my children. Only one of them would eat it. The rest wouldn't touch it.
Right.
So it was carrots and then red peppers, yellow peppers. They didn't like the green peppers too much. We did cucumber and cherry tomatoes, which they loved.
You know, every time I hear red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers, fresh, it always reminds me, I was babysitting my granddaughters. That must have been 3 years old. Anyway, I read them a book and whatever, and they say, "Boba, I'm hungry." I said, "But you've brushed your teeth, we're in bed, were you really?" "No, we just want peppers, Boba. That's all we want." Peppers!
Yeah.
Which child wants to go to bed on peppers? And to this day, they just love their peppers.
I had one that I used to have to put olives in her lunchbox.
Yeah.
She loved olives.
Well, like,
but you've got to be careful how many olives, because olives are not exactly, olives are known to be not on a diet friendly. So in the old days when you used to diet.
Yes.
Like on these mad diets, olives were not on that list.
Ah.
Yeah.
The oil. But, I mean, I know a friend of mine always used to wrap cold meat around pickled cucumbers.
Oh, yeah, I did that as well.
And that's so easy and simple. And
it looks fancier than it is, so the kids are quite okay eating it.
But the thing with the wraps is you've got to make sure that everything can fold up.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have a drumstick in a wrap.
Yeah, you need a giant wrap with a little bit of filling. You need to know how to do the wraps. And that's why I found the bread was so nice and easy, because bread folds easier.
Yes.
And it doesn't break like the wraps do.
Yeah. But if you use nice fresh ones
and
you shred up the chicken. And
Everything.
Use cottage cheese or cream cheese. And
stunning. Or grated cheese.
Cucumbers or grated cheese. Wrap it up. Cut it in half.
And there you've got. Yes, absolutely.
And other things that we can sort of put in our in the box, pretzels, biltong. I mean, biltong they love.
Yeah.
Dravorce.
That's it. Absolutely. And what about like hiccups. Muffins?
Sorry.
You're getting hungry.
Hiccups.
Just from the yummy food. You were saying pretzels, things like air-popped popcorn.
Yes.
Is great. And then things also like doing fritters. Mini fritters, you're getting the vegetables in. So if you do like zucchini and carrot fritters,
right.
Or just mixed vegetables, so you've got...
and you can stick it in the air fryer.
And a few minutes later, you've got your fritters. And they're nice to have cold. Corn fritters are nice. Pumpkin fritters are nice.
Yes.
And they're slightly sweet as well. The butternut or the pumpkin is slightly sweet, so it'll satisfy the sweet tooth in the people. But I just feel like there's so much that's changed over the years that parents are struggling harder and harder to look at what fruit you're going to put into your thing. And the lunchboxes get compared because now everybody's got to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And that makes the pressure on the kids a lot.
We had so
and the pressure on the parents.
Has this more. Why can't we have this and this?
Yeah, you know, and so what we would do would be for us, Rosh Chodesh, they had a tuck shop at school, but we would also like do a special lunch then. And one of the things the dietitian said, occasionally a small packet of crisps is not a terrible thing.
Yeah, and you can get those Triggs now, which are not.
Yeah, so those are perfect for the gluten-free kids.
Yeah. And nachos with dips.
Yeah.
You can get a little Evo dip. You can get those little dips.
And have some nachos in your lunch box with a few things that you can dip it into, the cream cheese and the Evo, or a little bit of yellow cheese that you can sprinkle on it just to give it a bit of flavor.
Yeah, and then some, I think an important thing that I always remember my mom doing and did for my kids was freeze the juice.
Yeah.
Because by the time small break comes,
it's already different. Yeah.
Squishy.
We used to do that with their water bottles. I would half fill the water bottle and put it on its side in the freezer, and it would freeze. And then in the morning, we would take it out, open it, and fill the other side with water, with cold fridge water.
Did you manage to do everything in the morning, or did you prep the night before?
Some things were the night before, but majority of the stuff, a lot of stuff had to be done the night before because I had to be at work by 6:45.
Right.
So I was often gone by the time the kids woke up. So it would have to be prepped the night before. Right. The problem is it didn't always make it to school. there's only so much you can do. But it is, little things like that. And
what about sushi?
We didn't really do sushi, but what a nice idea.
Now, kids get their sushi and keep it nicely sealed and put in a Ziploc and seal it.
We'd never have thought about sushi for school, but why not? It works great.
Yeah.
And what about fruit skewers?
Absolutely. Well, when we come back, we'll come back with a couple of new ideas for you of the break.
Khalashing for khalas? Want to braai or fine dine? This is Essen Fressen. It's all about the food.
You're with Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti, and we are talking about back to school and talking about what we can put into the boxes, the lunch boxes. Mm. And how many times were your kids allowed to go to the tuck shop? I allowed it once a week.
So we only had tuck shop at the school once a month. Oh, our school only did tuck shop Rosh Chodesh. Okay. And we were given an order form and an amount. The kids weren't allowed to spend more than a certain amount.
Yes.
And you had to order. And like the sweets and stuff, there was a limit on how many they were allowed to buy.
Right.
So it was like very structured tuck shop. But if I remember when I was at school and we had some really good things, I think it was once or twice a week I would go because they had some really, like they did Fat Cook and Mince, which I can still remember from there.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't go to a Jewish school, so it was very different. And I'm trying to think occasionally they would have something that I'd really want. So once a week was enough,
Yes.
Not everybody had to go every day to tuck shop.
Our mum had worked in the tuck shop.
So my mom did too, but not every day. On the day she worked, I did go to the tuck shop.
Twice a week I could go to the tuck shop. And I wanted a donut, it was, you don't need a donut. Have this, Rob.
that's about right. So you were talking about roast beef and stuff for school. But
yes.
Like a roast beef salad, which is like so easy to make. And it's just, I found it. Something different was roast beef, and then I took two different types of lettuce just to make it a little bit more interesting.
Yes.
And some snap peas or if you could get like the pea sprouts. So now you can get the onion sprouts and you can get alfalfa sprouts and beetroot sprouts, which adds a little bit of color and texture and fun.
Right.
And then croutons, which you can just buy from Fresh Fellas. When you're feeling rich, some asparagus, a bit of asparagus, canned asparagus.
Yes, we've got new tinned asparagus. Yeah, I know. Did you see?
Yeah, we've already had three. and then some bread that you could either buy the bread croutons or you can make them yourself if you want. And it was just the dressing is I used oil and some yogurt, not yogurt, sorry. I substituted the yogurt with mayonnaise. And one of the mayonnaises I think that would work well nowadays if you, that you can get, because it doesn't really have that much flavor to it, is the Be Well mayonnaise. It's got no color and no flavor. I'm not quite sure.
It's actually very nice.
It's a very nice yogurt mayonnaise, and it's a great yogurt substitute if you need it for the creaminess and not the tang of the yogurt like you would
in
a curry.
They've got the tangy as well.
I didn't see that. Mm. I just got it from somebody. And then for me, tangy would be some white wine vinegar or just regular vinegar. It's up to you. Some whole grain mustard and chopped chives. And you just mix that all together, put it in your little container, and when the kids are ready to eat their lunch, they just pour it over. You don't want to scent it poured over already, because then the croutons get soggy.
Right. And don't forget, you have to send them to school with a fork,
a
spoon, and wet wipes.
Oh, absolutely.
Used to put little wet wipes in the little sandwich bags, Ziploc ones.
Yes.
And lifesaver.
Absolutely. No, wet wipes. We still use them with the patient at home who can't get around too much. There is a packet of wet wipes next to his chair so that he can wipe his hands whenever he needs to. But, yeah.
And also another idea is, what about a poke bowl?
Oh, poke bowls are great.
It's lovely. And a falafel bowl. A little falafel box. So you have your falafel, you have your carrots, you have your hummus, you have your edamame beans. Mm.
Another thing to do is, especially on hot days, is if you've got an extra like drinking bottle or flask or something, I used to send things like gazpacho and cucumber soup, like any of the summer soups, summer fruit soup or summer squash, like any of those. I used to send those with, and those were really nice. They're thirst quenching, and they're healthy too. They're a healthy option.
Yeah.
You know, and they're low, you know, they're not, if you're looking at being more health conscious, they are definitely a very healthy option.
Right.
You know, with all the peppers and the tomato and the gazpacho and the garlic and the onion. I mean, garlic is a natural immune booster, so that's great. And cucumber soup, just so refreshing and so liquidy, because the cucumbers have all that water in them. You know, it's just the kids loved cold soups.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, no, my kids eat soup.
But now, I'm just thinking of a pasta salad, because you don't have to dredge it in salad dressing. And I've got quite a nice one here. I'm not sure if I gave this a few weeks ago or not.
Give it again. People don't complain.
It's my Oriental pasta salad. And all it is 500. Well, this is for a big one. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you've got a few kids.
Cut the recipe in half, people.
Okay. So you'd need about 250 grams of pasta. Angel hair is quite nice.
Yeah.
A quarter of a cup of soy sauce, a quarter of a cup of sesame oil, 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar, a tablespoon of sugar or sweetener, 2 tablespoons of hot chili oil.
Mm.
That's for the kids who like spicy things. And half a cup of cashew nuts. There's a bit of protein for you.
Mm.
Some spring onions and some toasted sesame seeds.
Yeah.
So we cook the pasta and we drain it and we cool it. And then just shake up all the salad dressing ingredients. Shake it all up. Pour it over the pasta. But then send along a little separate packet of your cashew nuts, crushed, slightly crushed. And if you want some spring onions or if they like coriander, that's lovely.
Mm.
And just put that on top. And it's
a nice,
simple, but it's refreshing.
Something
about it that's refreshing. And as I say, you've got your cashew nuts. You can add shredded chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? That's the thing we forgot to mention to put into your lunch boxes is a handful of nuts.
Absolutely.
Any nuts.
Any nuts. If you're not at a nut-free school.
Like a handful of almonds or walnuts or cashew nuts or pecan nuts, anything, because they just have so much, well, besides the protein in it, they have so much else that is good for you in it. And it gives you energy for the day.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing, your, I remember Provita. We always used to have Provita.
Provita and cheese.
Provita and cheese, but don't make them before.
No.
Put them in a little sealed bag on the side because they go soggy.
So you can now buy it in a box. It comes in little sachets of four Provitas sealed. Then you give four slices of cheese on their own.
Right.
And the kids can put it together. If you want to send butter with, then just get a little tub for them to put the butter on. As a lot of people like Marmite with their cheese.
Yes.
So you could always send that to go nicely with the cheese.
The
or something like apricot jam with cheese is really, really good.
Oh, I know. I love my cheese and jam.
Yeah. I learned that when I was nursing and when we were on night duty was the apricot jam with cheese. I'd never heard of it in my life. And they came around with this nighttime tea. And it was to keep you going for the rest of your night.
Yes.
And it was sandwiches. They used to serve, it was peanut butter. They had syrup. Was it syrup or honey? I can't remember. One of the two. Yes. Jam and cheese. A few of the nurses would actually combine all of it together.
Okay.
Which was... Yeah, I did do the peanut butter, apricot jam, and cheese once because I figured if peanut butter goes with apricot jam and apricot jam goes with cheese, they should all three go together.
Apple and cheese, it's like a kiss and a squeeze.
So, that's it. I remember this one was a cottage cheese. It was a half a tub of cottage cheese and a grated Granny Smith apple mixed together.
Yes.
And it was just such a nice, refreshing, just with a spoon.
Yeah.
On a sandwich, on a cracker, whatever you want.
Crackers today.
I know, such
and
beautiful
such
flavors.
Gluten free things that are readily available for children.
Yes, I just saw the Ravita. They've got the overseas Ravita here at the moment.
Yes.
And I bought a packet and when I looked it
up. Are those gluten free?
No, but they are Parv.
Okay.
And you can't get Parv crackers.
Well, you can at Kosher World.
Yeah, well, that's where I found the Ravita.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Get some there. And, of course, muffins.
Muffins are great. All sorts of flavors.
You know, I have a beautiful apple muffin recipe, and I forgot to write it down.
For me, muffins are a huge thing. They're just so easy to put together, you know. Listen, even if you're buying the packet muffins, you can, like, flavor them how you want. You buy the vanilla muffin mix, and you can put in some, or you buy the bran muffin and grate in some carrot or you grate in some apple to it, and you add some raisins. So you can change them
marrow,
up.
You can
baby marrow as well.
Yeah.
You can change up the muffin as much as you want. If you buy the vanilla and you get some blueberries, put the blueberries in the vanilla muffin. Put the blueberries in the chocolate muffin.
And instead of the oil, you can use applesauce.
Yes, that's right. That's another thing. Yeah. I just found it so much, like muffins are great. And I used to do for first break, not often, we used to do egg muffins. Remember, I think we spoke about it last time, you do the eggs in the little muffin tin. And you grate vegetables into, you scramble, you mix up your egg mixture, pour it in, and then you just grate some vegetables into that. And it's like almost like a mini crustless quiche type thing.
Right.
And if you're sending school lunches in cooler bags, those are perfect for morning snack.
Yeah. You know? I hope that we've given you a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
A few of them. I'm just thinking every good snack should actually have a protein, should have fiber.
Yes.
Both.
Yes.
And if it's just sugar, remember it's a treat.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make those lovely things that my kids used to beg me to make and take them to school, what were they? With them Rice Krispies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the marshmallows. And
the Rice Krispie treats, yes.
Rice Krispies.
And Rocky Road. What was it called? Rocky Road
you
biscuits.
Had the cornflakes and all that kind of thing and the chocolate. And then, of course, I always used to make a cake on Shabbos. And it never went. The whole thing, my kids used to actually cut a chunk off and keep it for school. Always.
Yeah.
They loved having their cake treat.
But another nice treat is the apricot slices. So you've got the layer of pastry at the bottom, like biscuit base.
Yes.
Then you've got your apricot jam on top, and then you crumble the like dough on top. Farfel biscuit. Yeah, but a lot of people don't know what a farfel biscuit is. They now call them apricot slices. And the apricot jam, so one of the wonderful things about apricot jam, believe it or not, is it's actually very good for diabetics and people wanting to keep their their sugars even. For some reason, even the normal apricot jam is low glycemic index, which means it releases its sugar slower and your body uses it better than any other jam, including because you can't get the light jams anymore. I haven't seen them in ages. You used to get those, Cool Light or whatever they were.
Yes, yes.
Right. Apricot jam.
But I think you can get, who's got them? But, I mean, you're saying regular apricot jam. Well, there you
go. So farfel biscuits.
So you'll make some farfel biscuits. You'll make some jam turnovers. You'll make some jam apricot jam sandwiches.
So just so you know, the jam turnovers are not as healthy as a farfel biscuit because of the difference in the amount of butter you're going to use or margarine, however they do their pastry, the puff pastry, because puff pastry is not known for its health benefits.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap up now.
Yeah.
Play out with a little bit of music.
All right.
And I hope we've given you some food for thought.
Yes. And we hope that the year gets off to a good start and your kids'
tummies are full.
That's it. And they're happy.
And don't forget the cold drinks. Not cold drinks. The water.
The water.
And the
please avoid the energy drinks.
Yeah. And just keep it healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.